Colleges and universities use data all the time to track enrollment and graduation rates to sell their school. Now they're using software to track how engaged students are online with course material and with each other. It's called Learning Analytics. NPR's Eric Westervelt sent this report from one of Florida's largest community colleges. It's part of our series on innovation in education.
Valencia Community College professor Neil Phillips is at a campus computer in Orlando, Florida, crafting an email blast.
You know, dear so-and-so, I don't like to say dear. I'm going to put instead yo.
The emails will look personalized, but they're not quite.
Your old Professor Phillips here.
Phillips is sending the emails to students with bright red frowny face circles next to their names on his computer screen. It's early in the fall semester, but Phillips already sees danger signs for those students in his online Intro to English Composition class. Students who haven't logged in lately or who seem to be drifting. So Phillips wants to reach out before it's too late. And how he reaches out matters. The slightly creepy, I see you haven't logged in type emails don't work. He opts for the more personalized, I care approach.
Wanted to know if there was anything additional I could do.
National and Florida data show that nearly 80% of first-year community college students need at least some remedial help. But Florida no longer requires remedial testing and classes. It's a student's choice. So for Valencia Community College, these online gateway courses are hugely important. Students will have to demonstrate they can craft cogent arguments within well-framed essays to prove they're ready for college-level work.
They have got to have minimum competencies. They have to do so much writing. They have to follow through on the tasks.
And real-time intervention matters. Mirroring National Community College numbers, Valencia's figures show that if students withdraw or fail even one of their first five course attempts, their chance of graduating is cut in half. But with early interventions, they might make it.
And we want to help them get there as much as possible because, yeah, the data is not good if they don't do well on the first try.
To intervene, Professor Phillips is using a higher ed software platform called Illume and an app called Inspire for Teachers, both by the ed tech company Civitas Learning. Here's how it works. The system vacuums up as much data as possible on things like student participation online in assignments, discussion boards, and more, as well as how often and how long a student logs in, and data on a student's academic background. The data is refreshed four times a day. Of course, professors have long had the ability to send a pep talk email or try to motivate students after class or during office hours. But the difference now is that real-time feedback allows teachers to quickly flag a student who's struggling, says Valencia College Administrator Kurt Ewan.
Part of what this tool allows for us to do is to shorten the amount of time that we have to wait to see where a student is. Now they can do it in a way that they're not waiting until after midterm.
And an email is only one intervention. Others include one-on-one or group tutoring, or a call from an advisor or the professor. The job of intervening is made that much more challenging by the fact that Valencia serves more than 70,000 students in two sprawling Central Florida counties. Many students have to balance school with full-time jobs, kids, and other responsibilities.
Randall Lofton, 20 years old. We are at the Boys and Girls Club of Central Florida.
Lofton is working to balance a full-time job here with three college classes. He already wiped out of two other colleges. Too much partying and basketball, he says, and not enough focus on work. Valencia is his third try.
Didn't apply myself, so this is pretty much my last chance. This is something that I want to do, so I'm going to work my heart off.
He just took Professor Phillips' class and says having his teacher regularly send a message he cares was, in fact, really huge. Lofton says he keeps one email for inspiration.
I screenshotted and I saved it. I put it like in a little folder. It was saying like, don't quit. You're very hard working in this class. The course is almost over. It's like, I appreciate your participation. I appreciate how you're very diligent and you're very intrigued by the work. But that touched me that actually like somebody's paying attention and I'm not just in somebody's class, like just as a name. That was cool.
At Valencia, this is a pilot project. It's simply too soon to know whether these new learning analytics tools have done much to boost student performance or graduation rates. But Civitas Learning, which created these tools, says the colleges that have used them consistently have seen a 3-7% boost in course completion. Valencia College's Kurt Ewan is cautiously optimistic.
It has the potential to be innovative depending upon the people who use it. We believe that predictive analytics has the potential to take us to a place we haven't been before.
For student Randall Lofton, all the nudges and incentives to earn extra credit for participating did help. He got an A in Phillips' class.
We felt like the essays were so like moving and touching. We was like, man, we gotta discuss this. The extra credit to me was just a bonus. The courses are interesting. And I feel like if a professor is going all out as far as trying to help the kids pass, you should give him like 200%. No problem.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Orlando.